Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Denise, I think if anybody has roses right now in their yards or if they're just driving around town, they're starting to see, I guess, the first flush of color. We were talking a little bit before the show about the Lady Banks roses that are just in full bloom right now across the city. And it's a shame they only bloom once a year.
Right, exactly. So take a moment and stop by.
That's right. If you can take a picture, it's going to last you all year.
Right. And there's a great place to be able to take pictures of all your roses.
And that's the Municipal Rose Garden. We have a couple of guests here. They are co-chairs with the Master Gardener Rose Committee, Estella Loy and Patrick O'Brien. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for inviting us.
Well, the reason that we have you here is because this Rose Garden is going to have a public tour open to everybody, whether you've been to the Rose Garden or not. We invite you to go to the Municipal Rose Garden. It'll be on Saturday, April the 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So tell us, Estella or Patrick, tell us a little bit more about maybe the history of the Municipal Rose Garden. It's been around for quite a while, hasn't it?
It's been around since the 50s. And it started out, I think it was, I forget.
1958.
Wow.
And it started out as a small garden, more or less. And it's across from Crockett High School. It's on Copia and Altura. It's been increasing throughout the decades and turned up to three levels. And then the last level was about 12 years ago. And so we have like close to 4 acres of roses.
And an acre is a pretty large swatch of land.
Yes. And it's an awful lot of roses. We have close to 1,500 roses. We have about 12 more roses to go, and we'll have 1,500.
Can't believe you're keeping count.
And that's quite a yeah.
We are.
And that's quite a few roses to take care of. They really take care of themselves once you get them started and keep an eye on them. And they do all right. They do. And the biggest thrill for me was when I started working there. I had never been there until I started working there with the Master Gardeners. And seeing roses in the desert just blew my mind, I'm telling you.
I take it you're not from El Paso?
I'm not from El Paso.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. I was never a fan of flowers or roses or anything else like that. But just working there that first year, I just fell in love with the roses, and I've been working with them ever since then.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, you were never a fan of flowers or roses. So what got you into becoming a master gardener?
I wanted to grow vegetables.
Ah, you're a veggie guy. You got sidetracked.
Yeah. I've always been interested in biology to a certain extent. But, yeah, I wanted to know about growing vegetables and, you know, I want to grow all these tomatoes and stuff. But after I got into the rose garden, everything else went out of my mind. I fell in love.
What about you, Estella? How long have you been a master gardener?
3 years.
Three years only. And what drew you to roses?
I've always been interested in roses. I just could never grow them. So that's one of the reasons I joined Master Gardeners. I wanted to get away from my black thumb, get my green thumb. And so after my internship, I decided to join Patrick at the Rose Garden. So we've been working together.
So of those 1,200 roses that are at the Rose Garden, what are some of the highlights you think the public might be interested in when they go and visit next Saturday?
Just as you come in, you have the hot cocoa. It's a hybrid tea, beautiful burned orange. And then you have the promise rose and the love rose, and you're just inundated with fragrance, fragrance and beauty. It's
the
beautiful.
Hot cocoa is a hybrid, but it's a floribunda.
Right.
It's not a hybrid tea.
Okay, now we're getting nitpicky now. It's still
yes.
a pretty flower,
it's
and I think
it's
that's
a beautiful
all that matters.
Flower, and it's a rose. Everyone, when they come in, they fall in love with it if they can get – if they can get past the other roses, you know, they'll fall in love with the hot cocoa. But a lot of people are fond of the hot cocoa, and it does well in the desert.
And I think one of the really great things about the Rose Garden is that you all come together as far as your interest in roses, and everybody has their favorite, and we'll talk about your favorite roses here in a bit. But I think one project to really highlight is the Master Gardeners are really involved in mapping the garden itself and inventorying the garden, because it's a great key to have as a resource to be able to share with people as far as you know, what's this rose? And they'll be able to describe it with the name and the type of the rose. But also it's really good to kind of evaluate which roses do well in El Paso. And you always bring in new roses and screen those. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Right. Yeah,
nice.
Right.
So it's a really great thing. And I think really it's this group here that we're talking to today that really focuses on keeping track of all of those roses. So I'm going to ask you, I'm looking at you, Patrick, if you had to narrow it down to one rose, which is your favorite?
I'm prejudiced, so I'll take the St. Patrick.
St. Patrick.
Oh.
And we do have it in the garden.
Right.
And one person pays special attention to it and makes sure it's all right.
Oh, so what's special about that rose? I mean, what kind of rose it is?
It's a yellow rose, a deep yellow rose with a green tinge around the sides. From the petals, and it does very well in the heat. It has a slight fragrance, not a real strong fragrance, but it does well in the heat, and if you cut it, it lasts long in the vase. And of course, the name, you know.
Yeah, the name.
We just celebrated the day, you know.
Of course.
And
right.
I'm still recovering, but it's a great rose.
What about you, Estella?
I have a lot of favorites, but the one that just stays in my mind is the Cesar Chavez.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know he had a rose.
Yes.
Describe it for us.
Oh, it's dark red, but velvety. So it catches your eye right away. You see it? And then we have the Ronald Reagan next to it. So they compete because Ronald Reagan is also dark red, but it has a tinge of white. But,
and of the same era, I suppose, I guess if you're looking historically, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting how all the rose names have, I guess, yes. interesting stories. I mean, I think the one I think most people might be familiar with is the Lincoln rose, right? That's a very popular flower.
Mr. Lincoln rose is a very popular rose, and it does very well in the heat. I would even say that could be like my second favorite rose because it's so easy to take care of. And it has a long stems and many blooms, and it blooms all summer long. And even when the temperatures get over 90 is when roses shut down, the Mr. Lincoln still looks good.
Well, we're talking about how, Patrick, when you came from Chicago, you were surprised at the roses that grow in El Paso. Estella, tell us, what is it about roses that make them grow so well here in the desert?
I guess, but one thing, we look for drought tolerant roses that are easy to maintain, and so we've had them tested before. It was when they first started, the garden was a testing site. And so in our case, with our roses, we have the low humidity, and that helps a lot because it fends off aphids,
most of your funguses and
diseases.
Yeah. Like black spot and...
And a lot of the powdery mildews too, right?
The powdery mildew, yeah. If it's low humidity, powdery mildew flourishes is when there's the higher humidity and cool nights.
Yeah, so we're really lucky on that respect. And also it's your pruning techniques, right? Also allow for a good air circulation.
Oh, yeah. We do our pruning in January and February. Oh. Open up the middle and cut the flowers down a little bit and give them a chance to air out and... Of course, clean up all the debris underneath the roses so bugs don't fester there. And it takes quite a bit of work because we were working January and February 5 days a week.
Yeah, I mean, with 1,200 roses, I imagine you guys. Do you guys still get, I know you have a lot of protective gear and everything, but does one still get you by surprise and you end up home with a battle scar? From a rose that decided it wanted to fight back. Yeah, he's showing me the pictures right now. He's showing me his arms. It looks like he lives with an angry cat.
They fight back.
They do.
Once in a while, they fight back, yes.
So let's remind people again, this public tour is happening next Saturday, April the 9th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But I understand the Rose Garden isn't just open to the public during that time, right? The Municipal Rose Garden is open to the public, and it's even available for special events?
Yes, it is a city park. It is a city garden. And really what we do is we work as a partner with city parks, along with the Master Gardeners, to be able to bring this. And really the El Paso Rose Society, all these groups of volunteers really come together to make that place really a showcase. And this is an opportunity for people to not just visit the garden if they have never been to the garden in the first place. We like the repeat visitors as well. But this way, they'll be able to have a tour guide if you will, to be able to answer those questions and, you know, those specifics as far as how to care and how to maintain roses as well. So it's a really great time to be able to take advantage of visiting the Rose Garden, but also to really take care of that really first bloom or that really first flush of flowers of the seasons. It's a great opportunity. Get out there. We are celebrating Earth Month, mm-hmm. has grown from one day to an entire month now.
It's going to be a year soon enough.
It is, exactly. Exactly. So these volunteers have not just love the roses, but they're so willing to be able to share that with the community. So take advantage of that next Saturday. We're not fortune tellers. We can't tell the future, but we hope we have really great weather to be able to
It'll
walk
probably folks. Be windy, odds are, right?
Go this early. We'll be there. Season. Yeah, they'll be early. They'll be there from 10 to 2. So usually the winds kick up in the afternoon.
In the afternoon,
so
that's right.
Take advantage, go out there early. You get a lot of great information, a lot of take-home information as well. But more important, a guided walking tour. Can't beat that.
So what are some of the most common questions that you guys get when you encounter people at the Rose Garden about the roses?
The watering.
Hmm.
A lot of people ask, how should I water? My roses won't grow. I'm watering. Once we start talking about it, we find out that they are watering too much.
Ah. I think that's the case with a lot of people, right? They kind of overestimate how much water something requires.
Right. Instead of just doing deep watering, they go out there and they water the whole rose bush and a little bit and then move on to the other one and then leave the hose there running.
Oh.
So a lot of water is wasted.
So it's not like a tree. You don't want to leave the hose there for hours and hours when you're watering a rose.
You leave it at a trickle
mm-hmm.
long enough to where you have at least two feet
mm-hmm.
of soil moistened and that way it'll allow the salt to leach. It'll allow all that salt to just fall out because we have the alkaline. Our soils
yes.
are so right. uh-huh. alkaline that we need to do that once in a while.
And well, we're just about out of time, but we do want to remind people again about the public tour. Patrick, give us the details again for next week's public tour of the Rose Garden.
It's from 10 to 2.
Where's the Rose Garden located?
Oh, Altura and Copia. I believe it's 1319 North Copia.
It's really close to Memorial Park.
Right. It's across from Memorial
yeah.
Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's across from Crockett School. If you know where the library is, it's just right past the library. If you know where the senior citizen, mm-hmm. it's in front of the senior citizen building for the 79930 zone. Just go down Copia and when you see the ballpark, turn right there, and the Rose Garden will be across, and you'll see a bunch of roses there on the fence. And then just get out your car and walk in, and you'll be amazed.
And it's absolutely free, correct?
Right. And yes. It's free all the time. The Rose Garden is open from 8 to 6 every day, 7 days a week. So if you cannot make it that day, we wish you could. If you cannot make it that day, you can go visit it anytime. Any day, except on holidays.
Well, we want to thank Estella Loy and Patrick O'Brien for coming in and talking to us about the public tour of the Municipal Rose Garden happening next Saturday, April the 9th. Thank you again for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for the invitation again.
Thank you.
And we want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.